I crouch like a spider and creep across the dark red steel beam. I've got to trust my senses, balance, and my peripheral vision to spot any movement or danger from below. Slowly, slowly, True.
My steps are whisper quiet. The hammering of my pulse and the steady whoosh of my breathing is all I hear from this far up. Most of my focus remains on the beam so I can avoid the scratched up parts of the steel. I'm mindful not to sprinkle the creatures below with patches of crumbly rust. Heck, as if I want them to look up. A silly mistake like that would be awkward and dangerous. Oh, and heavens forbid if I fall. Without incident, I make it to roughly the centre of the building, and I suck in a relieved breath. A strange taste tickles the back of my throat. I frown as I prod one of my fangs with my tongue. They ache. My throat burns. Something isn't right. My instincts are screaming at me. It's then I recognise the overwhelming smell. I glance down. I blink. Time stands still. I feel dizzy. The world tilts dangerously, and my heart feels like it has dropped through my body and onto the floor below. What the hell? I rasp. The creatures. I blink. I swallow. Gosh, my mouth is so dry. I drag my eyes away from the scene below and stare at the military-grade spell in my numb hand. The sleeping grenade feels alien and heavy. The baddie should be going nighty-night now. Instead, I swallow. They are nothing but colourful ink blots on the concrete floor. Ink blots. Creatures have different colours of blood. For instance, demon blood is green, angel gold, and fey blood has various shades of blue. The wild educational thought rattles about in my head. Dimly, I acknowledge my brain is sensibly trying to disassociate. I'd like to go home now. Run.